What can I learn from a spiritual master? What can I learn from a guru, a spiritual master? What can I learn? What may I learn? Am I open and receptive to what is, or am I open and receptive to what really is? I look at the world and I look out of me, I look around me, and I see the illusions that are all over the place. And I call that my reality. And I say, what am I really going to have? What am I really going to be like tomorrow? What am I going to be like the day after tomorrow? What am I going to be like 2 days from now? And then I say to myself, whatever illusion I have is the illusion that I have placed in my thought, in my consciousness, and I have said that that is what is real for me. I have made of my life a life of illusions that I have called real. Now, if I were to talk to a spiritual master, if I were to talk to a guru, if I were to talk to someone who really knows the spiritual path and knows how to walk the spiritual path and live on the spiritual path, what sort of direction, what sort of information would this being give to me? Would this being be a man, a woman, or a child? Would it be an animal? Would it be anything? Who is my spiritual guru? Well, our spiritual guru are the illusions that we allow to direct every activity in our life. Every thought that comes into our mind is our spiritual guru. Every attitude we think about in this world is our spiritual guru, because we are making spiritual the illusions that are in our life, that are temporary, that are passing, and that do not remain the same moment from moment. But if we were to really look at what a spiritual guru does and is, and what we as a spiritual guru are, if we were to really look, we would find that who we are as a spiritual guru is a fulfillment of all things, the fulfillment of all experiences, the fulfillment of all the ideals that we could ever have in our life. We have dreams, and those dreams just titillate us to think about things. We have visions. We see other people doing things that seem to be pleasant. We see other people living in healthy bodies. We see other people living in brilliant minds. We see other people doing glorious things, and we think, oh, could we but do that, or even come close to doing that. How good we would feel, how wonderful we'd feel. And it's always that way. We're always looking for the guru, the teacher, in the illusions of life, and all we find are more illusions. When we can take the time, take the thought, take the dream, and begin to listen to the illusions that are going on inside of us, take the time to listen to the reality that's going on inside of us, what do we find? We find peace. We find a contentment. We find all is in right order. We find we search for nothing. We want for nothing. We are looking on the outer for nothing, because within our own peaceful self, we find all is in divine right order. We find all is glorious. We find the true spiritual master that leads us into all directions. And where does the spiritual master lead us? Where does the spiritual master take us? Does the spiritual master take us into fields of glory? Hardly. The spiritual master suggests directs and influences us in some way to see that whatever dream we have is already done, to see that whatever goal we establish for ourselves has already been fulfilled, to see that whatever it is that we as a spiritual master know of the absolute immortality is done now. It's not a matter that we're going to have experiences or we're going to become something. It's a matter of being aware that we already are. We already are. And we not only already are, we already are experiencing that in every moment of our life. And as we experience that in every moment of our life, we are finding our life to be something tremendous, wonderful, beautiful, and glorious under all expense. Because that's the truth about us. That's where we're going. As I listen to my spiritual master within, as I listen to my guru within, I learn from that spiritual source that I already am the fulfillment of everything that ever will be, could be, was, and I begin to enjoy it now. It's a matter of turning my attention away from the outer and turning my attention to my inner self. This is what I learn from the guru within me, the spiritual master that I am. As long as I'm looking to the outer, as long as I'm looking for something to come into my life to bless me, to benefit me, then I will always be looking. But when I start to claim it, and I say, I am that I am the fulfillment of every good and beautiful thing right now, then I have begun to learn what my spiritual guru has to teach me. I have begun to learn what the spiritual master in me wants me to be and to know. The spiritual master in me wants me to be and know that I am divine, that I am wonderful, that there is nothing to search for in the outer, that as long as I keep searching in the outer, I will never find it. Now, how do I train myself to take advantage of this knowledge, this wisdom? I train myself to take advantage of this knowledge and wisdom by continually recognizing that it is done now. There's nothing to be done. There's nothing to happen. There's no glorious experience to take place in my life, no brilliance, no awareness, no awakening. It's just that as I realize that I am that I am the glorious, marvelous expression of purity and goodness, that I am that. That when I realize that, then I begin 100% looking within. And as I look within, I find within who I am. I find within that there is the fulfillment there. I find peace of mind. I find my state of bliss. I find my nirvana that has been waiting there all the time, waiting for me to say, yes, that's who I am. Yes, that's what I've been searching for. Yes, it is done now. Yes, that is me. Knowing that, I realize what I am to learn from my spiritual tutor, my spiritual guru, my spiritual master, that it is done. And it is done now, completely, wonderfully, and perfectly now. And because it is done now, I accept it, and I live it, and I enjoy it. And should I ever complain about searching for my spiritual self, I merely remind myself I stopped looking within and started looking out again. So this day I say to myself, I look within 100%. I find within 100% that which I am, that which I always will be, and that which is the only thing that matters to me, to be my divine self. All is in divine order now. I love you. I love you. I love you.